news. It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. With the Sponge and the Weasel leading the way, coming to you every Saturday. We got Father John Sweaty with his sweet, sweet tracks, and we got the Keepo with his animal facts. Penny, Buster, and Specky Steve, yeah, they're pretty shit folks, and they make you wanna leave. But lest I forget to mention, the man with the wicked intention. It's a topical, prodigal, so iconical, it's gonna be hysterical. I'm talking about the Chronicle, coming in your earways, all over your chin. Now everybody pregnant, and it's time to begin.
Oh, Weeze. How are you, mate? We've just walked in the door. Walked in the door, off the scales.
Yes.
For the old Shoegate updates. on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles.
Spongy obviously had some sinkers in his shoes, in his pockets last week. He set me up.
Oh, he has police, set me up. Police. So just quickly,
regulation
for the
scales.
Regulation, mate. They're regulation. Just a quick update for the listeners. Last week we weighed in. You weighed in at what?
113.8 last week.
113.8. I was 106.4.
You were.
Okay, very good. And this week we've just jumped off the scales. Yeah. What were you, mate?
I was 114.7. May have had too many beers and too much takeaway after Origin, and then the next day hungover, had more takeaway, and the wheels fell off the tomato. And I ate all the tomatoes.
Oh,
delicious.
That's so good. That's so good. Well, I had a bad first week, but then I pulled myself together for this second week.
Come on, yeah. Oh, yeah. PG and BC.
Yep, that's right.
Pulled what?
Wheels have fallen off. And what was that? 104.9.
The radio station.
So
tune in.
It's
better
than
this podcast. No clue what's on this, but it sounds like a radio station.
Oh, it does. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm down a kilo and a half, and you're up
a kilo.
You're
almost.
Up almost a kilo.
Yeah,
so
that's how I like to, you know, the old underdog story.
Yep.
I'm going to come through strong.
Good on you, Queensland.
Yeah. underdog story.
All right, oh, very horrible. Good. Well, that's a good start
what
to
a
the show.
Bad week.
Yeah, that's all right, mate. You'll pull it together, I'm sure. All right, well, let's get the boys on the line and get into this week's episode of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. All right, we've got the Chronicle and Father John on the line. How are you, gentlemen? How are you, Father John?
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, mate. How are you?
Oh, that's a bit sexy.
Oh, it is, isn't it? You're very clear this week, my friend.
Pants off, optional in the studio, Father. Just remember that.
Yes, no, I've been down at 2NZ in Varel doing a little bit of radio craft, and I've got it all together now. Oh,
he's in the studio. Yeah.
He does. Yeah,
does your studio have air conditioning? I might move to Varel.
It's got durries, mate. It's got durries.
Oh, very good. And Chronicle, how are you, mate? What's your state like this week?
Well, look, I'm lying pretty fucked. I got to the pub 9 hours ago, and now I'm talking to you guys
from the stall, bathroom stall.
Happy, really happy. Couple little sharpeners.
Oh, very good. Hey, Chronicle, your hometown's been in the news this week. I don't know if you know, and
big news.
Apparently it's a COVID hotspot at the moment. Had two rogue Victorians travel through.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure. It was, obviously spoken to the parents. They're quite concerned about it. But, you know, they're like, you know, we live in Moree.
Mm.
Nothing, they've got that sort of attitude. Nothing can get us. And I'm just like, oh, I'm pretty sure it can get you.
Well, I feel like they should call it a cold spot too, because there's so much ice in Moree that surely it's very cold.
You don't mean from winter.
Not on the ground either.
Yeah.
They did it snow there.
every day
snow.
Every day's a snow day in Moree.
Lots of Harleys too. On the glass variety.
Yeah, the old glass Harleys. They'll be riding. Right in the glass alley to get the jab.
Yeah, and listening to the see-through didgeridoo.
Oh, dear. Well, you know, you're home soon.
It's a new one.
It is. It's a very new one. You're home soon, so you'll have to go there and cool it down for the town, mate.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, literally, I'll fit right in.
Help use up some of that ice.
Yeah.
Now, Chronicle, you know, your caper is the poem game, as has been said in previous episodes. You're Banjo Patterson's illegitimate son.
As Gandhi once said, I can't remember, but he's said everything now.
He said everything. How are the poems
going? He
said
a few things. Look, I told you boys off air. Since the pubs have opened, I've been going there from. I literally run from work to the pub, get home, and just pass out on the couch. And I'm all out. I just can't do puns anymore. I'm done.
You're all right. All out.
He's all spent.
Out. All out of rhymes.
He used up all his lyrical genius.
Oh no. Oh well,
his autism is fading.
That's no good, my friend.
Rain Man's
drunk. So more rain.
Sorry, fellas.
He's gone from Hoffman to Cruz.
Well, I feel like it's stopped raining and it's just snowing.
Straight the Chronicle is. Is it still snowing there, Chronicle?
Yeah. It always is, yeah. Like, I mean, it's sunny one minute, and then the next minute, it's snowing again. So,
in the hot summer,
about it. Yeah, hot summer.
Dear.
Hey, you win some, you lose some, fellas.
Well, on the upside, Father John, you've been incredibly prepared for this fortnight.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah,
I just want to make sure.
Well, I wouldn't say I was prepared. I mean, some of my boys are going up to Eagle Farm for the Stradbroke races, so I had nobody to get on the beers with. And if they were here last night, there's no way you'd have songs today. So it was just because I had nothing to do.
Well, I tell you what, you've put through a couple songs. Which one do you want to play in this episode, mate?
I can't remember what I did now.
Yesterday, and there was another one.
Yeah, go yesterday because
we remember the name.
I was watching that movie the other day with that Lily James, and let's say she's just a little bit inspiring,
right? No. One of your favorites.
So hungover yesterday.
What was the movie?
You know, yesterday, that one about the Beatles. How cooks it off the bike, and then for some reason nobody can remember the Beatles, and he knocks off all their songs.
Yeah,
quite a wholesome film.
All right. Well, very good. This is Yesterday by Father John Sweaty. Enjoy it. I've had a listen to it, and it's a cracker. So strap yourselves in. Here we go.
Yesterday, all my trouble seems so far. It seems as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. To go unknown, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now alone for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Something wrong now alone. yesterday. Love is such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. I believe in yesterday. I believe in yesterday.
Oh, Father John. Mate, you're turning it on for us this week. That's gold. Well done.
Thank you, Cron. That's the only applause that I need.
Oh, wow. That's not an applause. It's cleaned myself up.
Hey, when you're down...
Gonna need more paper towel.
when you're down here in the studio, Father John, and the Cron will be down here in the studio... Will you do one live for us? Will you just bring your guitar in and you'll just do one live?
Oh, yeah, why not? I mean, obviously no pants. yeah,
that's a boy.
Yeah.
Optional.
Optional.
Not even optional.
Why not? Yeah.
Chronicle will just have the tape on.
Yeah. We need more tape.
It's like a chastity belt made of tape.
Yeah.
BYO duct tape.
That sounds good though. It'd be a nice
little
intimate gig with
a couple
of boys.
Yeah, I would
love I'm more worried about Wee sort of jumping at you. He sounds very keen.
Oh, you sound a little bit jealous there, Chronicle.
Yeah, well...
A little green dragon on your shoulder.
While that song was on, Wee said, is there any way to get up onto the roof of this place? Yeah. You know, can we...
Get father and I
You got a manhole?
Yeah. Got a manhole?
We've got some feedback.
Have a manhole.
It's not on the roof.
Too soon, boys. Too soon.
Dear. Very
the
good.
Old man.
Not me.
Good stuff. All right. Look, we've got the keeper coming on this week, but I thought we would try to get the keeper in early to do a little bit of getting to know you with us. So we might just
get him on now.
Take a break and we'll see if we can get him on and we'll do getting to know you. So stick around. It's going to be a great week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. Okay, so we've got the keeper on the line now, as well as the two boys. How are you, keeper?
Good, fellas. How you going?
Oh, we're very good, mate. We're very good. It's been, it must be cold down there because it's been bloody cold up here. So I'd hate to know what it's like down in Melbourne.
To be honest, it's, it is cold. And that's the end of my story because it is
cold as that.
One of
your better stories.
Down to like 3 or something the other day. So, but you invest in some good warm clothes and it's still bloody cold. So you can't really beat it. You just got to live with it.
Yeah, well, you beat other things in the cold, don't you? All right.
Yeah.
So
you can find them.
sorry, fellas, if there's a bit of disruption, I've got Keeper Junior here with me.
All right.
So if there's a bit of noise in the background, that's him going off.
It's old JK.
Did you get Keeper Junior out with a croc when he was a baby too? Is that something you do? Or with a snake, that would be your thing, wouldn't it?
He's definitely met a giant tortoise.
Right.
Did he ride it?
He's had a giant tortoise before, so he's all about that.
Yeah, okay, very good. Good stuff. All right, we're going to do getting to know you.
Enough keeper facts.
What's the difference between a tortoise and a turtle?
Well, no such thing as a turtle, so...
Good, I'm glad you cleared that up.
I knew it.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah, all right. Turtle.
This week we're doing Getting to Know You. It's got a drinking game theme to it, and there's a reason why we've got the keeper on with us during this. So I'm just going to kick off. Question one, what is the best drinking game you've ever played? And let's start with the keeper. Mate, this... Yeah, the dish, that's right. So we want to tell a little bit of a story about the old dish. Look, the dish was a drinking game born out of a game that
necessity.
It was born out of a game. I was over in the States with one of my mates over there once, and he said, "Hey, let's play this drinking game." And he basically put on this movie. And you had to do a shot of beer every time the movie said certain words. And I thought, oh, this should be pretty easy. But it's amazing how it caught up on you quickly. And then I thought, I'm sure we could do an Australian version of this. And I just picked the movie The Dish. And I thought, well, what's three words they'd say a lot of? And NASA, obviously. Dish. And moon. And so it became a cult, and we ended up...
classic.
It was. We ended up buying a trophy, a plaque, that people got their names engraved on. And Wies, what were the rules of the game?
Have a shot of beer every time they say dish, NASA, moon.
Yeah, but how did you win?
Well, okay, yes. So ended up being played on my birthday.
Yep.
Every year. And that's when the trophy would be handed out. Anyway, it was drink, shot beer until everyone throws up, and the last person to throw up is the winner.
That's right. But to win, you had to throw up as well.
Oh, yeah. You had to throw up as well.
Yeah. The winner had
buckets,
to throw up.
Buckets reign supreme.
Yeah.
There basically were no winners. Everyone was a loser, but you just won if you were the last loser.
Yes.
That's right.
Which made you a winner.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
It wasn't very girlfriend friendly, as in they didn't like the photos.
No. It was disgusting, essentially. It was
great game, though. But yeah.
I think to back the disgusting facts up, you have to also include the rules that you weren't allowed to leave the circle of the dish. You had to stay within the semicircle. So everyone had a bucket, and if you had to relieve yourself of any beer that had gone through the system, you had to use the bucket.
I think you made up that rule yourself, because I'm pretty sure we could just turn around and piss in the garden.
All right, boys, we're squeezing the lemon in front of each other.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, no, there was, look at it.
Nice. What a...
There was a lot of fun that was had, and it usually ended up with the keeper being completely nude. What was it with you getting nude, keeper, during this game?
I think if you're gonna get serious, you've got to get your best suit on.
Party
That's
suit.
A blue vein custard chucker fly.
Yeah. And you've just got to get serious. And I just thought my birthday suit was the best suit to wear while I was getting serious and getting drunk. So I had nothing to hold me back. I was completely aerodynamic. and it helped me never win one of them, but geez, it was fun trying.
Oh dear, yeah. And
Keep, you never won, Keep.
Nah, I got way too into the drink. I got way too into the drinking part, and had too much fun getting naked and pissing in a bucket, basically.
Months later, you got a kid.
Were you that bloke who would like drink in between times when you had to drink just because you wanted to drink?
Yeah, I was that idiot. Yeah.
My hero.
Just completely into the game, too far, too much, and just enjoyed the occasion for what it was.
Oh, when are they going to say dish again? Jesus.
No, there's at about the 10-minute mark, I believe it is, it just goes nuts on you for a bit there. And you end up shotting about three beers in, I don't know, 10 minutes, if that. But it's the shotting the beer, like the...
Yeah.
It's all frothy and heady every time you do a shot. Bloating. And it just bloating. And it gets... It doesn't sound that hard, but it ends up very hard.
And when you...
Sounds like a walking park.
When you vomit... It's always cold.
Oh, it's so cold. It's delicious. You just drink it again.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's actually quite a nice... It's quite a nice few, to be honest, because it's nice and cold and it's... Yeah. One of the few that I actually remember.
Yeah, no, it's good.
All positives.
What about you guys?
Yeah, there was zero negatives.
Yeah.
Do you have any... do you have any drinking games that you would play?
Mate. Drink the beer is pretty fun.
Drink the beer. you just drink it.
But you just sit down for a schooner and you have that one and you win another one. I'd stole that off Family Guy, to be honest. Beer darts is a pretty good game. You sit in a circle with a heap of tins and you have three darts and you just shoot it at each other's cans in between their feet. It's obviously not safe or sanitary.
I've never heard of that one.
It is fun, though. But, yeah, that's essentially the game. It's pretty fun.
Very good. What about you, Cron? Have you ever...
Crondoggle?
Been a drinking game man?
You are talking to the wrong... You're talking to the wrong man, fellas. I make up a drinking game everywhere I go. So, basically, at school, if someone says, Mr. T, I have a shot.
I pity the fool.
And then... But...
Did you mean Mr. C?
Mr. Chronicle. Every time
I prefer Mr.
Chronicle,
T.
Probably doesn't help when you're illiterate.
Yeah. You say lyrical genius?
Yes, that's exactly what I meant. turns out I'm illiterate too.
The kids could say Mr. Z and he'd still have a shot.
Yeah. Anytime a kid walks into the class, I'll have a shot. But
my class only 20 this year? I want 40 kids.
Give me them all.
Reduced class size?
Probably on the same sort of thing as a dish, but we used to do I think it was 100 shots a minute. Oh, so basically, you get your timer out.
The Century Challenge.
Sit around a circle. Yeah, sit around a circle and it's basically circle. The same thing. Last one spew. Or if you make 100, if you make it to the 100, you're a absolute legend. I did 200 one day, and that was just cool. Yeah.
I played that one at uni as well, Cron. It's a good game.
Yeah. Not a bad game. Yeah. It's tactical too, Keith. Like in terms of, I've done it a few times with a few mates that would. You know, obviously have a bottle of rum and they would pre-mix their own drinks and then pour it into a shot glass. I'm like, that is cheating. I mean, not cheating. I mean, that's like, you're going to pull up stumps very early if you do that. It's always about UDLs or beer and you can go long.
You
got to
do it with beer. Well, that game's got to be done with beer because you need the frothiness and the carbonation and the
And then there's the cheating yeast. Involved if you're mixing your own drinks. You know, what's the mix ratio there?
Yeah,
well, is there a judge that?
Yeah, I did 500 in that game.
No. Like it gets worse. Like obviously, the more shots they have, the deeper the pour is of the old Bundaberg and you're like, holy crap! You literally. I'm not worried about you spewing. I'm more worried about you having a stroke.
Punch on. Oh, I'm more worried about him punching on with you.
A few fights, actually.
Well, in the dish, we did have a rule about alcohol content in the beer, didn't we? It had to be a heavy beer.
And then it was. We also made it heavy enough that it excluded one beer, I think.
Yeah. I think so.
It was like a light heavy.
Yeah, babe.
VB was in there.
I won on VB. Yeah. That was the year I won.
Fueled by VB.
Sponge, you did have a win, actually.
Yeah, you know, I did. And the
proud moment.
I don't know what I had. Maybe...
Victor Bravo, I channeled him.
Yeah. I think maybe I had 4X.
You were 4X bitter, I'm pretty sure.
I think bitter is what I won on, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Which is surprising because that tastes like shit.
Yeah, they do.
Sounds terrible. Yeah. Old
cranberries. Mm.
I mean, they're delicious.
I mean, I've done it on metho once, so
loaf of bread to strain.
Oh, very good. All right, question two, gents. Which mate always makes a fool of himself when you're playing a drinking
Sponge.
Game or
having...
Well, you get stuck in a D&M with a sponge.
Like it's one thing to get naked and keep drinking, but it's another thing to have a 45-hour D&M.
Wish you were drunk and naked.
Maybe it's not the sponge who's the fool, it's the person who manages to get in the D&M with him.
No,
it's impossible to avoid.
That's the problem, Father. You can't get away from it. Yeah. He follows you.
Yeah, he's relentless. Relentless.
He's like Link Africa.
You will listen to my issues.
the printer tried to pretend to be asleep once and got deodorant sprayed in his face and bench pressed him through the ceiling. You can't get away, even if you pretend to sleep.
Right. What about you, Chronicle? Is there anyone?
He's not liking this.
He's in pain.
Yeah, it's you.
Oh, jeez. So,
yes.
Father John, I don't know you that well. Do you have anyone?
I've got a mate who gets under the sauce and just, I think he's got a God complex. And after about four beers, he just thinks he's the best at everything in the world. It's hilarious. And I hope he listens to this because he needs to cut that shit out.
just deck
him. He challenged one of my mates to a push-up contest the other day. And now my mate's been going to the gym for about a year. Pretty solid fella. He is like, oh,
you're
no.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it was Chronicle and it was over Chromecast. but yeah, just that kind of shit, really.
Yeah, right.
A real good one. Yeah. We're all pretty sensible, mate. Can hold our liquor.
Yeah,
well, if we do this podcast in about, you know, I guess when you move to the coast, you will say sponge.
Yep, it won't be long, mate.
I would have just set up by default if I was you, Father.
Yeah, it's...
I think I went the wrong... Keeper, I think I went the wrong way about that, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, no.
It was, yeah, it's definitely sponge.
Yeah.
Can we have an edit before that story?
I'm pleased we've cleared that up. Yeah. So, if I had to choose, my answer
Wanker
to this question... Would probably be me. Yeah. I'm apologising to no one.
Absolutely nobody. tell the story about Penny Busters.
The Penny Buster had a party. Well, no, his wife had his 40th. Probably a few months back.
BYO.
And I turned up at about. Oh, we were there a bit late, actually. I got there about 6 o'clock in the evening. And by 8:30, Penny Buster was doing a speech. And by this time, I was blackout drunk. And I'd brought my speaker for them to play music through. And I kept putting on Paul Kelly during the speeches. And Ed Penny Buster was looking back at me going, "Oi, Sponge, shut up. I'm trying to do a speech." And I kept standing back there going, "Shut up, Penny Buster, you wanker." You love a bit of PK.
That's the PG version, kids.
Yeah.
Well, that just reiterates everything we all agreed to in the last question of wankers on the piss.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah, I would have said much worse than Penny Buster.
Sponge around music.
I'll take your wife.
Sponge around music is terrible.
Yeah, I get the Garth Brooks out all the time.
Hijacks it, even at a friendly poker game.
Yeah, I am a hijacker.
Big
really kills big the vibe. Too, right? If you want the vibe killed.
Big clapper.
Oh, I love the clap, Cron. You know that. Love the clap. It's good.
You've got it too.
All right, gents. Question three, day drinking or night drinking? Father John?
Park or tennis balls?
Was that Spanish?
Yeah. It was a very poor attempt at Spanish. Yeah. But most of my day drinking turns into night drinking, so it's not really
true.
One question
and the same.
That's relevant for me.
I've got to say, I love day drinking, and I'm like you. It turns into night drinking, but I hate starting in the night time. There's something special about starting in the daytime.
Because you feel like you've missed out on a lot of fun already.
You do, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, because if he starts in the night time, he's only got 8 hours for a D&M, not the whole 24 hours.
Yes. So true.
Where's the applause button for that one?
Yeah. All right, there you go.
Anyway, on that note, fellas, I've actually got to tuck off.
All right, mate.
I do apologise.
Start some day drinking.
All right. Yeah, that's it,
Go play the dish with your kid.
Both get naked.
I'm gonna have a fruity Alexi and call you later, Keeper.
Oh mate, sounds good.
Don't
all right, boys, take it easy.
Get rid of your fangs.
See you, mate.
what about you, Chronicle? Or... Day or night drinking?
Oh yeah, you're asking the wrong person, fellas. I'm a big fan of both, but. Obviously, I'm hoping no kids are listening to this, but I went through a stage during lockdown where I was doing online teaching, and I'd have an espresso martini for breakfast.
Big Cron's just having his flat white, kids, don't worry.
And then
did you make it in a coffee cup?
So, like, I mean, no.
You just put it in a coffee cup, so then you
more
look...
fancy than that.
You make sure it's in a martini glass.
Yeah, well, you can drink it on air.
Certainly in a martini glass. I'm all fancy in that way, please.
Actually, can they see you or is it just audio when you're teaching? Have you got a camera on?
No, I just had to... so back in the first lockdown, it was literally just... you just have to write. There was no sort of live teaching. They'd write to me and say, they'd send me work. I wouldn't mark it or anything. I'd just look at it and go, oh, we sent it.
So and was it like get, that get, time get you did the bit. Poem and you said, I literally can't see my computer screen?
do you reckon you could write a poem pretty while much. We're talking?
Yeah, do you think you could twist up like a poem while we're going?
Three or four liner?
What's the topic?
Not writing a poem.
What about the art of procrastination?
Geez, that's a tough one, isn't it?
Well, that's all he's been doing for the last 2 weeks about writing a poem.
What about going to work hungover?
What about
close to all of our hearts?
What about being a lover of the rooftop?
The warrior.
Yeah, I don't know. Lover of the rooftop. I'll get that going.
Okay.
Get that going. Night in summer.
Don't forget the manhole.
Yeah, put the manhole.
You tried to finger me, bummer.
And boy, was
that's
he a stunner.
That's run for sure. Boys, left to the genius.
All right. You think away there. Weasel, are you a day drinker or a night drinker?
I definitely was probably more of a night drinker.
Yeah, you were.
But then now I'm starting to enjoy the day drinking more and more. But the day drinking really just goes into night. So it's, but they're both good.
Sounds like we've all got our shit together,
Oh, doesn't it? We're killing it. So, all right, question four. Which drink will you never go back to again? Have you ever had an experience drinking
Canadian
one type of drink? Canadian Club.
It's disgusting.
Diesel.
Really? Yeah. What happened?
No, it's just way too sweet and disgusting. I just had too much of it when I was younger, I think. And then now I drink it and I'm like, ugh.
Right.
Yeah, it's feral. I can't believe I used to drink it. I never got too drunk on it. Like, I never, did a lender and drank too much and had to get my stomach pumped. I didn't do that. I'm not that much of a pussy.
Debatable. Thank you.
What about you, Father John? Have you been scarred by a drink at all?
Oh, much like the Weasel. Not so much scarred by it, but Southern Comfort, I would have to say, is
that's
the dirtiest, disgusting, like, liqueurish spirits. Mm-hmm. I think it's just gross. I mean, if you drink it, you're not saying you're, like, bad person. It's just that I'm better than you.
Which means you're a bad person.
Which means that you're a fucking pretty bad person, though.
For me, it's red wine. I
the grape.
Ooh, I love a red.
Yeah, I was in Rome. I was in Rome once, and
bit of a city drop.
Yeah, we got onto the red wine, something chronic. And the next day, I think I threw up about 18 times, and I managed to get to McDonald's once during the day. That was the height of my success. The next day,
didn't go to the Colosseum.
Well, yeah, like we had 4 days in Rome and there was one day where nothing McDonald's. Happened and I just McDonald's. That was the height of our sightseeing.
Was it similar to ours?
I threw up on the way there and the way back. So
oh, nice.
It wasn't the best.
Was a cheeseburger any good?
Oh, nuggets. I'm a nug man. You know I'm a nug man.
Yeah, the nugget, the mozzarella.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't know if this has ever happened to you guys when you get alcohol poisoning. You throw up so much. Your chest cavity hurts. Like it feels like you've torn rib cartilage.
I've only ever thrown up once the next day.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. So that was after a 3 day bloody cricket match.
Vegas.
Vegas story.
What about you?
What are you?
Chronicle?
Probably E10.
E10?
Cheap stuff.
Only premium for you.
Yeah, no. To be honest, it's tequila. I literally, the moment I smell it, I want to spew. But if I didn't spew, I'd just drink it because you don't want to waste it.
Mm. I hate tequila, but I love the activity of it.
What it creates.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun doing
tequila. Yeah. Imagine the DNM if you on tequila. It'd be bloody terrible.
Am I that bad?
Yes.
You are terrible.
In a word,
you are bloody terrible.
There you go. Yeah. A little bit of self-reflection there. Yeah. Oh, well.
If you're going to reflect, two things, DNMs and music.
Oh,
down on those two and you'll be sweet.
Calm down on those. If you calm down on those, you might be a good bloke after that. We'll test you again at that point.
The burning.
Whatever. I don't care.
Edit this out.
Go just... fuck yourselves.
Oh! The old PG, PC.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. All very good, gents. Well, Chronicle, have you got a...
wrap up the podcast.
Yeah, Chronicle, have you got a poem for us?
Yeah. I'm typing it up as we talk. It'll have to be next episode.
Righto. Oh, okay, sounds good. Well,
so you've got a week.
Yeah. We do these weekly, mate.
Oh, too good.
He still probably won't have it done.
I'll top one up for next week.
Well, we're going to wrap up this week's episode right there. So we hope you've enjoyed it. And I've had a request from a few people that could we have beers and durries to take us out. So we're going to throw that in at the end of this one because we know the people love it, don't they, Father John?
Oh, they bloody love it, mate. Yeah.
Hey, have you had many more gigs lately?
No, I've done my last one in Burrell.
Right.
But I've had to take one at like a franchise club, which I hate because it's just old punchers there drinking their cups of water waiting for the meat raffle. But it's good money, so I'll take broke.
Ah, oh, well, get beers and durries and Victor Bravo's out, mate. Get it happening.
And make sure you win the meat tray.
I love it.
Yeah, yep. And no. Make sure you steal the meat tray.
And D&M with them for about 7 hours.
People have won one. And,
very good.
Go to the fridge after.
All right. Well, until next week, what do we say, Weas?
Listen from multiple devices and tell your friends.
All right. Have a good week from the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. Beers and durries to take you out.
It's 3:15 on a Friday afternoon. Got my 30-gram pouch and I'll be at the pub soon. Roll up a cig, grab a schooner of VB, sitting in the beer garden watching the races on TV. All the boys are here with a durry and a schooner. Wish that I got to the pub much sooner. Won't be home till the morning, and the missus is warning. Don't bother coming home, she'll say, and you're feeling pretty pissed, so you'll give her a spray. Better find a different place to stay and steal your mate's meat tray. Lose all your money, there's no worries. Nothing goes wrong with beers and durries. Sticky butts on the floor, empty schooner glasses. I fucking any kind of girl that passes. Pick a fight cause I got no fear, as long as I got a durry and a beer. A durry and a beer. Wake up on Saturday with the hangover. Back on the tins, I don't wanna be sober. Count a lunch at the pub, I'm sold. Get another pouch of Winfield Gold. Fighting off the demons from the night before. Beers and durries, I want more. Keep on going till Sunday. I don't wanna see Monday. Switch them to rum and cokes. Just give me some more smokes. I just wanna hang with the blokes. Cause lose all your money, there's no worries, nothing goes wrong with beers and durries. Ciggy butts on the floor, an empty schooner glasses. I fucking any kind of girl that passes. Pick a bite cause I got no fear, as long as I got my durry and a beer. And durries are so symbolic. Yes, it's a fucking tough life being an alcoholic. So much that you forget the words to the song and you're trying to get to the pub right now. So you're not going to do another take, and this one's going to do. Sorry, Chronicle, but I fucked your song. That was a pretty good bridge, too, Chronicle. I might wrap it up there.